Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Same old story, we've all heard it before, but Susie's here to tell you. Just one time more.
Story of my life. You played me like a fool. I could see I'm right. You knew just what to do. Made me believe I'm special. Made me feel like a queen. But once you got your angle, you left me like an old broken toy in the corner.
This story.
It's written on these walls. You can see them clear. I stumble and I fall, but you have disappeared.
Crashing down, but I know that I'm on my way. faith in the good things that good humans can. What we don't understand, all of these labels man-made by man. Bad times have passed, bad times will come, but I know that I'm on my way.
Minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, April the 22nd, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
What's one of the most important elements of a high-performance stock car engine? Air flowing through the system, mixing with fuel, combusting, bringing the speed and thrills of stock car racing to life. Block the exhaust, the flow of air? You got a problem on your hands. If you have emphysema, wheezing, chronic bronchitis, or smoker's cough, then you know what it's like when the air can't get through. What you probably don't know is that it could be COPD, the number four cause of death in America. But COPD can be treated. So talk to your doctor about COPD and get a simple breathing test. Then get on track for treatment. Learn more. Breathe better. Go to www.learnaboutcopd.org. A message from the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sport. 417 is the Brown Perspective on Sport. Tom and host Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in that sports conversation, to do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Let's go to the National Basketball Association yesterday. 76ers 106 and the Heat 102. Philly is up 3-1 in that series, and Joel Embiid is back, and they're playing like they are serious contenders. They've been doing that since near the end of the season, losing only one of the last 20 games, I guess it is. They were 16-0, I think, going into the playoffs. So, there you go. Philly is gone through the process, I guess, and they're making up for lost years. The Pelicans, 131. The Trailblazers, 123. New Orleans wins that series 4-0. The Blazers got swept. That was unexpected, especially since the first two games were in Portland. But there you go. Anthony Davis, when he's on his game, he's a beast. Timberwolves, 121, and the Rockets, 105. That's a surprise. People had the Rockets as a contender with Harden and Paul in the backcourt doing their thing. Houston still leads that series 2-1. The next game is also in Minnesota. So, therefore, who knows? It could be tied up after 4. But we'll see. I thought the Timberwolves had a better inside game. So, we'll see whether that works out or not. Jazz 115 and the Thunder 102. Another surprise. Utah leads that series 2-1. And the Thunder with their 3 stars, not doing much. not as much as people thought they might do. Anyway, that series is rolling right along. And game 4, I believe, is in... Where is game 4? I believe game 4 is in Utah. But anyway, I'm not sure about that one. But let me see if I can find it here in my stuff. Where's my background music? When I need bailing out here. There it is. Okay, let's see. Utah. Yeah, Monday is at Utah. So, there you go. Oklahoma City won the first game at Oklahoma City, then lost on Wednesday. And now they've lost again. So they trailed 2-1. Okay, let's see what's going on in the rest of the NB of A. The Celtics got ripped in their game on Friday. And so they are leading in that series 2-1. With the game 4 also in Milwaukee. The Raptors lead the Wizards 2-1, and they play tonight, this afternoon, this evening, in Washington, game four. The Pacers and the Cavaliers. Pacers lead that series 2-1. And they play tonight at Indiana. Ooh, Indiana goes up 3-1. I don't see LeBron bringing them all the way back, but you never can tell. excuse me. The Warriors lead the Spurs 3-0. And game four is today at San Antonio. And that's it. So we'll see whether the Celtics can bounce back after that humiliating defeat in game three. Now, I will say, you know, when you give Giannis Antetokounmpo, whatever his name is, I prefer calling him GA. When you give him the opportunity to travel to the basket, and when the shot is blocked, it's still not called a blocked shot. It's called goaltending. It's like, oh, come on. You know, he is good, so you don't really need to help him out. But, hey, all the good stars, I guess, get the help, you know. Ask Michael Jordan and some other people like that. Larry Bird? I don't know. Magic Johnson? Anyway, it's known that the referees tend to favor the names. And if you're not a name, you're not going to get the call most of the time in the NBA, which is a really sad affair. Hey, call the games the way they played. Never mind what number is on them, what name is on somebody's back. So, hey, that's a problem that Adam Silver needs to resolve. But it's been a long-term problem. It's nothing new. So, therefore, hey, we'll go with the flow. 423 is the Brown Perspective on Sports. Time I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective. What's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world? I will return. Okay, 425 here on WMFO. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Let's go to Major League Baseball. Yesterday in the American League, the Yankees 9 and the Blue Jays 1. The Tigers 12 and the Royals 4. Cleveland 4 and the Orioles zip. The Rays 10 and the Twins 1. Astros 10 and the White Sox 1. Mariners 9 and the Rangers 7. Hold your seats, folks. The A's 3 and the Red Sox zip, and it was a no-hitter. Some young man named Mania, never heard of him before, pitched the first no-hitter against the Red Sox in 25 years. And that doesn't count as far as the Jordan's furniture commercial is concerned. It has to be a Red Sox pitcher against an opponent. And so, therefore, hey, you know, well, we'll wait to get to the NHL scores, and then we'll talk about that. But hey, the Red Sox have been on a wild winning streak, 18-2, I believe, going into yesterday's game. Now they're 18-3, best record to start the season in the history of the Boston Red Sox, and was getting pretty close to being a record for the best start of the season in the major leagues. That's ended right now, so we'll see how the team picks up after that. Interleague play, the Angels 4 and the Giants 3. And in the National League, the Cardinals 4 and the Reds 3. The Phillies 6 and the Pirates 2. The Braves 4 and the Mets 3. The Brewers 6 and the Marlins 5. The Diamondbacks 6 and the Padres 2. The Rockies 5 and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers 4 and the Nationals zip. And so, it's still early in the season. The Red Sox, like I said, got off to that awesome start. And still, like I said, they've been playing really well. Pitching has been good. Chris Sale pitched yesterday. Didn't seem like he was as sharp as he normally is. But he only gave up 3 runs, I believe. And the team had been hitting up until yesterday. Now, will this be a prolonged slump? This will be something that they just, ran into a guy that was really hot. He did look really good. I didn't see all the game. I just saw about the first 3 innings. And he looked really good in the first 3 innings or so. But after that, he didn't slack. I guess he went all the way and threw a no-no at the Red Sox. First Red Sox no-hitter pitched against them in 25 years. So, there you go. Toronto lost to the Yankees, so they didn't gain any ground. And the Yankees are in third place, I think, 10-8 or 11-8 on the season. So they're still trailing Toronto and the Red Sox. Tampa Bay and Baltimore bring up the rear. Central Division, Minnesota Twins, they lost also. And Cleveland won, so they have gained a game on Minnesota. And Detroit, they also won, so they gained a game. So it's pretty close out there in the Central. Out West, and it's L.A., who the Red Sox knocked all over the place. And they were in first place. Houston. What did Houston do? The Astros won, so they are... And the Angels won. Did the Angels win? Yep, the Angels beat the Giants in interleague play. L.A. still has a half a game lead, I believe, over Houston. And Seattle's having a good year this year. So, kind of good. They're 10-8 on the season, followed by Oakland and Texas. In the National League, the New York Mets have been really hot of late. But they lost yesterday. And the Philadelphia Phillies are surprised. Don't have a score for the Phillies. Guess they didn't play. Maybe they got rained out. I don't know. Don't have Phillies down here, so. Anyway, Phillies were in second place, followed by Atlanta, playing very well. Atlanta won also. Washington, they're not doing as good as everybody thought they would be. And they lost yesterday as well. But they're close. And then Miami brings up the rear. In the Central Division is Pittsburgh. That's a surprise. I didn't think that. I thought they lost some players. So anyway, Bed in first place, followed by St. Louis. And the Cardinals won yesterday. Pirates lost. So that's pretty close there. Milwaukee, they won. They're up there. And Chicago Cubbies are struggling. And Cincinnati brings up the rear. They just fired their manager. I guess he wasn't getting enough hits, not pitching the ball well enough. His feeling, I heard, was pretty good, though. West, the Arizona Diamondbacks. You go, Tony Lovullo. He's got them in first place, even though they lost J.D. Martinez and his big bat to the Red Sox. Colorado Rockies rolling right along. They're doing really well. They were three games back, and I believe they're still three games back. Then the Dodgers, who get the biggest payroll in baseball, I believe. And they are struggling. And what did they do? They won. They beat the Nationals. And then there's San Francisco and San Diego. San Francisco, I thought, would have an improved record getting Evan Longoria. But so far, not so good. 4:32 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective and what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. I will be back. That's a threat.
Graham, can we go? Shopping is boring.
Hang on.
Hey, what are those purple footsteps?
I don't know. Let's follow them.
This one says P-A-D. What's P-A-D? It stands for
Peripheral arterial disease. It says that it's clogged arteries in your legs.
Do you have P-A-D, Graham?
I don't know.
This one says P-A-D slows you down. You're pretty slow, Graham.
Thanks.
And people over 50 get it. You're even older than that.
Watch it.
You could have P-A-D.
You know, you're right. I'll ask my doctor about it. Now, can we go?
Yeah.
PAD raises the risk of heart attack and stroke, especially if you're over 50, smoke, or have diabetes or heart disease. Follow the purple footsteps at www.aboutpad.org to learn more. That's aboutpad.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute.
And also brought to you by friends here at WMFL, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:37, the Brown Perspective on Sports. Time is Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here regularly every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFL, 1-855-915-9636. National Hockey League playoffs are underway. And yesterday, the Lightning defeated New Jersey 3-1, and that series is over. The Lightning moving right along. The Capitals defeated the Blue Jackets 4-3 in overtime. And I believe that the Capitals lead that series 3-1, and I'm losing all of my notes here, falling all over the place. We'll get back to that one. And the one that we are really more concerned about, the Maple Leafs defeated the Bruins 4-3. And they lead, and the Bruins still lead that series 3-2, but it's going back to Toronto. And so anything can happen. That game yesterday, in the first period at 6:36, Brown got his first goal of the year for the Maple Leafs with assists from Matthews and Hyman. Leafs 1, Bruins nothing. At 10:12 of the first period, Johnson got his first goal of the year with assists from Kadri and Gardner. At the end of the first period, it was the Maple Leafs 2 and the Bruins nothing. At 9:45 of the second period, Backes got his second goal on the power play with assists from DeBrusk and Krug. And that made it 2-1 Maple Leafs over the Bruins. But at 10:36, Bozak got his second goal of the playoffs with assists from Riley and Van Riemsdyk. And that made it 3-1 Maple Leafs. And at 11:55, Van Riemsdyk got his third goal of the year on the power play with assists from Marner and Bozak. That made it 4-1. But the Bruins kept fighting. At 17:18 of the second period, Kurili got his second goal of the playoffs with assists from Grolchik and Asiari, and that made it 4-2. And then at 5:56 of the third period, Asiari got his first goal of the playoffs with assists from Schala and Krug, and that made it 4-3. And that was the final score. But listen to this. Anderson was the star of the play, the goalie for the Maple Leafs. He had 42, count them, 42 saves on 45 shots. The Maple Leafs only got 17. Rask had 9. Khudobin came in and had 8 saves. So it was 4 goals that the Bruins gave up early. I believe that Rask gave them all up. And so therefore it was the switch to Khudobin, who had 8 stops. But the Leafs only got 21 shots on goal. But compared to the Bruins, 45, but only 3 of them went in. Hopefully that kind of offense will continue in Game 6 out in Toronto. Well, Toronto showed that they can beat us here, and we showed them that we can beat them there. So maybe we can get one more so it doesn't go to Game 7. And I was going to say earlier, as I alluded to earlier in the program. I wrote a little ditty during the week when the Celtics and the Bruins were rolling right along with the Red Sox. And I said, Boston has to be the sports capital of the U.S. of A. And boy, did I put a whammy on us as the Bruins lost. The Celtics got wrapped and the Red Sox got no hit. And we're still smarting from the Patriots loss in the Super Bowl to the Philadelphia Eagles. So Philadelphia, okay, they got the Super Bowl. What else do they have? I don't think the Flyers are even in the playoffs. Who else? The Phillies are doing pretty well. I don't know if it's, it's still early, too early in the season. The 76ers, hey, they could be challenging. They're doing really well. Won, 16 in a row at the end of the season, or 17, whatever it was. And have won three of the four games they played thus far, leading that series against the Heat 3-1. So maybe Philly is going to challenge us since we don't have a championship. But, you know, the Bruins didn't get far in the playoffs last year, but they're doing, you know, well in the playoffs this year. Celtics went out in the second round of the playoffs last year. But even with all the injuries, you know, Brad Stevens gets my vote for Coach of the Year. I mean, unbelievable job he's been doing. And also Danny Ainge, you know, giving him guys to come off the bench. Although I was hoping that they put Jabari Bird on the regular roster, I was going to sit Nadal down. Because Bird, to me, in the few appearances he's made, showed that he belongs and has had and was having in the few appearances a much better season than Nadal. No, Nadal is the hockey, is the tennis player. But anyway, you know who I mean. But anyway, and I don't have their roster here in front of me, so I can't even tell you who I'm talking about. But anyway, he was the leading scorer in the NBADL last year, and obviously he's supposed to be a great shooter, and we could use that, but he hasn't shown it this year, and supposedly he isn't a tremendous defender either. So although the Celtics team defense, you know, covers a lot of sins, ask Isaiah Thomas, who got exposed when he went finally got to Cleveland. But anyway, I'm looking for a bounce back from the Celtics, hopefully. And we'll see if that series goes any further. A win out in Milwaukee and another one back here, and we'll put them away. But that, like I said, we got to do it on the court. And we'll see if that's... Well, the problem was they were pressing... Terry Rozier all over the court, and Dellavedova was doing his yeoman work and took Terry out of his game. And so we'll see whether he can bounce back from that, or, and here again, if you take Terry out of his game, then we have Larkin, who is a very good passer and can score a little bit, but isn't the overall defender that Terry Rozier. We need Terry to do yeoman work, and we'll see whether the plan that the Bucks throw at him is going to be successful or not throughout the rest of the playoffs. So... it's in his hand. We're still talking about the possibility of Marcus Smart coming back. Maybe if it goes to a game seven. So we'll see. We don't want to go to a game seven, but we need all the ammunition, all the fresh legs that we can possibly get. And I'm also praying for Marcus's mother, who I understand has some type of cancer. And we're praying that God's going to deliver her. We're praying for her. And the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of Sounds of Praise coming up later on in the morning. Okay, 4:46 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here, like I said, virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get you involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Geared up for the party of the year. Everyone was gonna be there. Even Kate, my dream girl. We'd fall in love, travel. But suddenly, there was no party. No Kate. Nothing for me but aches, chills, and fever. All because I got the flu. If only I'd gotten a flu vaccine. Sam got one. Sam went to the party. Sam met up with Kate, and they're going to another party tonight. Together, which I'm missing since 4 days later, I'm still sidelined with the flu.
Flu can be serious for anyone, even people who are really healthy. And it's especially risky if you have a health condition like asthma or diabetes. So get vaccinated. If you're younger than 26, a flu vaccine could even be covered under your parents' health plan if you don't have one. Find a nearby place to get vaccinated at flu.gov. Brought to you by HHS.
And also brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. Okay, 4:50, the Brown Perspective on Sports. Tommy, your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Nothing new to report on the New England Patriots front. They're getting ready for the draft, I imagine. Haven't signed any more free agents that I am aware of, although they brought some people in. It's interesting to see if they're going to make an offer, if they've made an offer that would interest Dez Bryant. Although the wide receiver core seems to be pretty well set with the people they've brought in already, and may be able to get somebody in the draft since they have two picks in the first round and two more picks in the second round and a few more picks after that as you go a little deeper. The question is, I guess, are they going to draft someone to be the backup for Tom Brady? Everybody's talking about Tom Brady going to retire. He's not going to retire. He would have made the announcement a long time ago if he was going to do that, I'm pretty sure. He wouldn't have left them the hole that they would be in if he just suddenly walked away. But unless a health issue comes up, I understand he planned to have a passing camp someplace out in the woods somewhere with all the new receivers that they picked up and some of the old guys as well, Julian Edelman and some of the other people coming back. So Tom's going to be here, and the question is about Gronkowski. Gronkowski's not going anywhere either. But I believe, and that's just my own opinion, that if he has another serious injury, that he'd probably call it a career. But right now he's healthy, and he's maneuvering to see if he can get some more money. Nothing wrong with that. From what I understand, there are a lot of people who are have not put up the numbers that he's put up, and they're getting more money than he is, and that's not right. Especially when you figure he's putting his body on the line so often in every game. And they have a number of holes to fill. And since I am not a draft expert, I can't tell you who I think they should get. It would have been nice if they could have kept either Garoppolo, who would have cost them a ton of money, and not knowing when Brady was going to retire. And that only becomes an issue because of them losing the Super Bowl or some questionable coaching. Oh, and I don't think I brought it to the studio, but their schedule is out for next year. And oh, yeah, I did bring it. Did I? Yeah. And they are... They're not getting any breaks from Roger Goodell. And the first game of the year is going to be against Houston on the 9th. And Houston, if they get their quarterback back and all the defensive people who were out injured back, that could be quite a game. In week two, they have Jacksonville. Jacksonville surprised last year by being in the playoffs. So they got two contenders right off the bat. On week three, they're at Detroit. Detroit has been, floundering around the middle of the pack. We don't know who they're picking up, but I think they have a pretty good passel of draft picks. I haven't heard them sign any major free agents. Of course, I don't follow Detroit that often, so who knows what they're doing. Week four, we got Miami. Miami's lost players more so than they picked up players, so... They're still Miami. And then week five, we have Indianapolis. And it'll be just a Thursday night game. It'll be interesting to see if Luck is back or if we're going to have to face Jacoby Brissett. That's another guy I would like to have kept. If we couldn't keep Garoppolo, Brissett would have been my pick. Certainly better than Hoyer, who we picked up after getting... rid of Garoppolo. Then week six, we got Kansas City. Kansas City is going to be tough. Another playoff contender. We play them at home, however. That's a Sunday night game. On week seven, we have the Bears. That's a little break. But we're at Chicago, so who knows. That's on the 21st. And then week eight, we're at Buffalo. Buffalo without Tyrod Taylor. I think they're going to be worse than normal. And then week nine, we have Green Bay. And that's a night game, but it's here in Gillette. And then the following week, we have Tennessee, at Tennessee. And Dion Lewis and Malcolm Butler and all the others get a chance to get a shot at us. Week 11 is our bye week, which is good. And then week 12, we're at the Jets. Week 13, we have Minnesota. Minnesota was a contending team last year. And week 14, we're at Miami. Week 15, we're at Pittsburgh. And then week 16 and 17, we have Buffalo and the Jets coming in to end the season. I'll wait to see who goes where in the draft and things like that before I make any determinations to how far we can go with our present, with our roster, with the present schedule. 4:57 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. Time to put the wraps on this edition. I'll be back next Sunday, Lord willing, talking sports here. I'd love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-